Because my God is not a God of chaos. That's not who He is. He's a God of order. Get some Holy Ghost in you. Get that in your belly. Run with purpose and direction in your life. Do not hold it back. Open those windows. Let that Holy Ghost come in. Blow that old air out. Breathe that fresh air. Loosen up. Worship however you'd like. Sing, dance right there in your private room. Right there where you stand, up here on the altar. But leave it here. Don't let it go out that door with you. You leave it here. God's here. Get some Holy Ghost in you. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for this morning. We just want to thank you. Thank you for the blessings that you've given us and done for us, Father God. And we worship your mighty name, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where the streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name. When I'm found in the desert place, though I walk through the wilderness, blessed be your name.
Come on, sing every blessing.
Every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name. And blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your name when the sun's shining down on me, when the world's all as it should be, blessed be your name.
We bless you, Lord.
Blessed be your name. On the road marked with suffering, though there's pain in the offering, blessed be your name.
Come on, sing every blessing.
Oh, every blessing you pour out, I'll turn back to praise. When the darkness closes in, Lord, still I will say, blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your name. And blessed be the name of the Lord, blessed be your glorious name.
Sing it out.
You give and take away. My heart will choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Blessed be your name.
Oh, Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name. Blessed be your name, Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your glorious name.
We bless your name, O Lord. Come on, let's sing, create in me a clean heart.
Clean heart.
and renew a right spirit in me. And cast me not away, O Lord, and take not my Holy Spirit from me. With my hands lifted high, I will praise you as King. What have I done to deserve a love like yours? And with our voices lifted high, we proclaim you as King. What have we done to deserve a love like yours?
Creating
me a clean heart.
Song prayer to you, Lord.
And renew a right spirit in me. Cast me not away, O Lord. And take not thy Holy Spirit from me. With my hands lifted high, I will praise you as King. What have I done to deserve a love like yours? With our voices lifted high, we will praise you as King of Lord. What have we done to deserve a love like yours? To deserve a love like yours. 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 And with my hands lifted high, I will praise you as King. What have I done to deserve a love like yours?
Lift up our voices.
With our voices lifted high, we proclaim you as King. What have we done to deserve a love like yours?
Bring it down. And with my hands lifted high, lift them up this morning,
I will praise you as King. What have I done to deserve a love like yours? And with our voices lifted high, we proclaim you as King. And what have we done to deserve a love like yours? To deserve a love like yours. To deserve a love like yours. To deserve a love like yours. To deserve a love like yours.
Come on, sometimes we just need to receive the love of Jesus.
Wash over us, Lord Jesus. We receive it now. We receive it now.
You know, we've done nothing to deserve His love. And that's what's so great about it. It's not earned. It's not something that we can get by our actions. It's just a free gift, and it's there, and it's laid out all on the line. We're the ones that make it, "Oh, I don't deserve you, Jesus. I don't deserve you." Well, there's nothing that can separate us from his love. Nothing that we do. We were created just to worship him, and that's how we respond to this song, is, "You know what, Jesus? I've done nothing to deserve your love, so I'm just going to worship you because that's all I can bring." So as we bring it up one more time, no matter where you're at, no matter what you're doing, however it is that you worship, I just want you to say, "Jesus, I love you, and I thank you, and I receive your love."
With my hands lifted high, I will praise you as deep. What have I done to deserve a love like yours? And with our voices lifted high, we proclaim you as King. What have we done to deserve a love like yours? To deserve a love like yours. 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 We don't deserve it, but we thank you, Lord. Come on, church, let's just lift up our voices, lift up our hands to the Lord in it. We surrender to you, Lord. We surrender to you, I have found this freedom here in your presence, here in your love. And I have found this freedom here in your presence, here in your love. Come on, sing it out to the Lord. Oh, and I have found this freedom here in your presence, here in your love. God, we receive it now. And I have found this freedom here in your presence, here in your love. It washes over me as I begin to see. Lord, I lift my hands and surrender to you, King. It washes over me as my faith begins to rise. Lord, I leave this world behind and choose to believe that you're washing over me. Yeah. You're washing over me. Come on, I have found this healing. And I have found this healing here in your presence, here in your love. found this healing here in your presence, here in your love. Come on, I found this healing, Lord. And I have found this healing here in your presence, here in your love. I have found it, Lord. And I have found this healing here in your presence, here in your love. It washes over me as I begin to sing. Lord, I lift my hands and surrender to your King. It washes over me as my faith begins to rise. Lord, I leave this world behind and choose to believe. So washes over me. Washes over me. The chains are broken in the presence of the Lord. My chains are broken in the presence of the Lord. Come on, my chains are broken. My chains are broken in the presence of the Lord. Yes, they are. My chains are broken in the presence of the Lord. My chains are broken in the presence of the Lord. My chains are broken in the presence of the Lord. My chains are broken in the presence of the Lord. My chains are broken in the presence of the Lord. Yes, they are. You're washing over me as I begin to see. As I lift my hands and surrender to you, King, it washes over me as my faith begins to rise. Lord, I leave this world behind and choose to believe. It washes over me. You're washing over me. God, wash over us this morning with your presence, God. God, bring your healing. Bring your power. Bring deliverance. Bring your love. Come on, Jesus. God, just pour it out this morning upon this congregation. God, we need an awakening of our spirits. God, we need an awakening of our hearts. God, we need an awakening of your glory in our lives, Lord Jesus. Awaken us, God. Awaken our hearts to your presence. Oh, we need you, Lord. Lord, we need you, Lord. Lord, we need you, Lord. 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 Our voices, we lift our voices now. Yes, God. And I have found this freedom here in your presence, here in your love. Come on, just reach out and grab it from the Lord this morning. And I have found this freedom here in your presence, here in your love. I found my freedom, and I have found my freedom here in your presence, here in your love. I have found my healing, and I have found my healing here in your presence, here in your love. Last time, just sing that to the Lord. I have found my healing here in your presence, here in your love. Yes, we have. And I have found my healing here in your presence, here in your love. It washes over me as I begin to see. And Lord, I lift my hands and surrender to you, King. It washes over me as my faith begins to rise. Lord, I leave this world behind and choose to believe. It washes over me.
So as we were singing this last song, Anita, if you could put up the "As it washes over me as my faith rises." The Lord just showed me this vision that we've been talking about faith and our foundation, how important it is to have our foundation set in Christ and how important it is to have a depth in that foundation. And as I didn't even recognize the words in the song, I was just kind of lost in the Lord. And then I heard Nick say, "It washes over me." And the Lord just showed me just his love and his grace and everything just washing over us and washing away everything else that doesn't belong in that foundation. And just cleaning all the muck and the dirt and just anything away so we can make that foundation deeper in Jesus. And as we choose to leave the world behind, it's washing the things of the world away and bringing his love to solidify and concrete and cement. It's even stronger than cement for our foundation. And just hearing that from the Lord, I just had to come up and share that to encourage anybody that may be having a difficult time, anybody that may be facing a storm. There's a strength in our foundation that comes from him alone, and that we just need to reach out and receive that and grab that and put that into our foundation and own it. Take it as ours. He gave it to us.
My faith is one on nothing else.
Hallelujah. Sometime when Peter tried to get him to come out of the boat, kind of took his eyes off of everything and all the waters. I just want to invite you to the waters. Visualize this is the water. We see how many can step up on the water. I know I can't step because I can't swim. But through the power of God, maybe I can make it across. But I just want to invite you here just for a moment. I want every able body to come to the water. In the water. I know a lot of y'all can get to this water. Shanta. You can let the music go on. We're going to get into the water. I'm up on the dry land. Let me tell you, the waters, living waters, man. I had a great encounter with the living water when I first got saved. There again, I could not swim. The Lord God have immersed me in the water. I was petrified. But little did he know, when he took me under, all the old weights fell off. Everything that I was carrying as baggage was all done for. When I come up out of that water, I seen the light of heaven have restored my life. That's why you are standing in the water right now. Nobody's sinking, right? Nobody's sinking? Amen. Some of y'all not in the water. Some of y'all back off on the land. You need to get in the water. Hallelujah. We need to get in the water. This is a Holy Ghost water. As the brother was talking about a while ago, you will never be the same after you step out of this water. Some of y'all going to start running the aisles. Woo. Some of y'all going to just go wild and get connected with God. Some of you are going to start running to your home, just rejoicing in the power of God that's going to restore. He's going to restore you because you just being faithful to him, you stepped into the water. Can you feel it? Ooh. I can feel it up on dry land here. But I'm going to get in the water also. That's where I need to be too. I'm not limiting myself. But Father, just go ahead and give him a double drink, Lord. Y'all raise your hands and just give God a double dose. Just tell him to thank you. Thank you for letting me in the water today, Father. Thank you for connecting with me, Lord. Yeah, everything that is unhindering us from our walk of God, we just stepped into the water of life. All your loved ones gonna come along with you right now. You family got children. They're gonna be connected more than ever, because Jesus is the only one that can do it. Jesus said, I do it in the morning, I can do it in the evening, I can do it at supper time. I have made myself manifest today. I have touched lives in this place. I have healed cancer today. I can take away diabetes. Well, Lord, I can take it all away. All you got to do is lean upon me. Step into the water. Get out there a little deeper. And Jesus carry you on through. Yes, Father, I sense you, Lord. I feel you, Lord, in here. I thank you, Lord, for the people's, Lord, that's being obedient to you today, God. I see hearts are heavy. I see lives need to be touched. I see the Holy Ghost moving in the midst of us today. Oh, Lord, touch it right now, God. Touch all your grandmas. Yes, Lord.
Thank you for a family, Lord, that loves you. A family that sometimes they go through problems. But God, I say they stepped into the water this day. And Lord, I thank you for that today. Just continue to bless the family. Bless the family of grandma and kids today. Thank you, Father. I thank you, Father. Come on, every hand to be up in this place. Every hand should be up to, because you're standing in the water, the Holy Ghost water. He's the one that give you a deep drink, but you got to be able to receive it. Don't let him stray away. Don't let the devil try to take them. Father, send them back on home. Send them back, Lord. Some of you are still on the edge. Some of you are not in the water. Yes, Lord. We thank you, Father, for your grace. We thank you, Lord. As the man said, we're going to have a Holy Ghost party. You want to have a Holy Ghost party? This is where it starts from. We want to get the Holy Ghost. We want it down in our souls. We can't contain it. Lift it up right now, Jesus. Give each and every one, Lord, a Holy Ghost repowering it and energizing their soul right now. Thank you, Father. Y'all just keep on worshiping. If you feel like you want to step out of the water, God said it's okay. Said it's okay. The Lord said it's okay. Yes, I felt that in my heart about the water. Step into the water. Too many of us don't want to step in. I know my reason why I can't step in. Because I can't swim. But that's okay. I'm going to learn. So learn with the Holy Ghost. It's going to lead me through. Hallelujah. Y'all give him a clap off. And just thank y'all for that. That's so awesome that you people's come. You know, that showed me that's obedient for God. You people are hungry for Jesus Christ. I see you are hungry for Jesus. Don't let nothing disrupt your homes. That is a time to put on the whole armor plate of God. Stand against the wiles of this world. And the power of God will come behind and help you pull through. Hallelujah. I didn't come here to preach, but I just come here to share God's word. And being obedient to him. We got people in the nursing home down there where I work at. These people are getting filled with the Holy Ghost. These people are almost getting ready to jump out of wheelchairs and stuff. God's getting ready to blow through that place. I can feel him sometime. He's coming through. Oh, yeah. Thank y'all so much. And I love each and every one of you. Every one of you. That's the love of God. Amen. Thank y'all. Hallelujah. I'm sorry to take. Go ahead on with the music, brother. Didn't mean to stop y'all.
You know, James, I'm glad you were obedient. You grab this. Because in our life, like there's no water up here, we all know that. But in our walk, in our faith, which was, I think, almost in every song, was the word, I think faith is just, yeah, this is really hot. I'm good. I'm a ventriloquist, man. Come on. Look at me. But, so, let's see what you got today, Jesse. Okay, I want you to stand. I want you to, but it's important. There's no water up here. I don't see water. But what took place there is, you know, there's a whole other world that we don't see with our natural eyes. There's a whole other thing or things going on right now that you can't see with this eyeball and the images that it processes onto your mind. You can't see it, but there's a whole other world. So when the Lord says something, you know, that would be considered wild to our natural mind, like get in the water and okay, everybody come up here and get in the water. And some people are like, man, this is weird, right? This is weird because there ain't no water up here. But as he, Mr. James, was basically pointing to was the act of faith and of obedience. And there is water up here. If the Lord says, hey, do something now, then that's your door. That's your window. That's when you need it. When do you need to do it? If he says now, when should we do it? Now. Because the Lord has a sight that we can't see. He can see things that we cannot see. You agree with that? Okay. So if he says, get in the water now, you better say, where's the water? Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm scared, but I'm going to get in the water. Because I don't see water here. But I can tell you what took place in the supernatural in that other realm was ridiculously awesome. And for us as his children, oh, he says, I know the plans, the thoughts, he says, I know the thoughts I have for you. Right? So we have to trust him and those thoughts. Well, that word thoughts is basically intentions, the beginning of, you know, for as a man thinks in his heart, so is he, right? As a man thinks, so is he. So that thought is the beginning of what's going to take place because everything's rooted in a thought. So the Lord says, I know the thoughts I have for you. Who knows the rest of that one? Huh? Okay, good, because I didn't remember it. And so, but I can play it off pretty good. to prosper you and not to harm you. And so it's his thoughts, his plans that we have to be obedient to and we have to trust in him, right? So when he says there's water and you don't see water, you better figure out where that water is because God's moving. When he says jump, you know the old saying, how high? Man, just jump. Don't even ask, just jump. When he says jump, jump. When he says, my son or my daughter, this is what I have for you, you better walk in that and figure out where that is. And if you can't see it with your natural mind and you're trying to put it all together, 1 + 1 and all that, you're going to waste all your time and your energy and miss out on what he's trying to do. You know, I used to come up here. That's a perfect illustration. I just, the Lord laid it on my heart like several ways. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 this morning. For the record, Pastor Mike is, and Pastor Gay are getting better. How's that? Pastor Mike and Gay are receiving healing right now. Matter of fact, we'll just take a moment. We'll pray. And we'll just declare it. And I'm not against begging and asking because I am a child. But as a child of God, walking in authority by the Spirit through the blood of Christ, we can declare. Right? So we can declare what's going to happen because if it's God's plan, it's going to take place. And we're just agreeing with it. We're attaching ourselves to that plan. Romans 8:28. So let's declare right now, and I don't want to be the only voice. Let's not. I'll put the microphone down. I'll put it down. And together we can declare, and even since they live over there, right, we'll put our hand out and we'll just declare what we know is going to take place, okay? All right, so let's do this. 1, 2, 3.
Exactly how you have made them to work, Father, and
Sickness, we command you to leave from their vessels in the name of Jesus. And the DNA of Christ, through the blood of Christ, we say, just be made whole, and that they would just walk in that right now in Jesus' mighty name. Sickness, you got no room. You got to go because Jesus said so. There's no perfect way to pray. You know how you should pray? With faith. That's the perfect way to pray. The words, who in here gets worried about people hearing you pray? Huh? Besides my wife. She still won't pray. We've been saved for 9 years. I still can't get her to pray. I'm just joking. She prays. It was like a year and a half, though. But then, whatever. I mean, that's, you know. But who? Yeah. A year and a half of praying in her head. But it was by faith, so it don't even matter, because my hypocritical, judgmental mind sometimes will pick, you know, her prayers apart, my own prayers. And so I, you know, but the point is, it's in faith. So if anybody in here has a hard time praying with others, you think, well, I'm just not qualified, or I just don't, you know, you've been saved longer than me. That's not the issue. The issue is, do you believe God is who he says he is? Do you trust in the Lord with all your heart so you don't lean on your own understanding? If that's the case, then guess what he's going to do? He's going to direct your paths, right? You trust in him because his ways are higher and your prayer is full of faith. Get her done. Yeah, get it done. That's all he wants. It takes faith to please God. I gotta do a commercial break. Valentine's Day. Anybody going? Any of you couples going out on Valentine's Day, or want to go out on Valentine's Day, and thought, man, I don't have somebody to watch my kids. All right. Well, let's see how many kids you got. 5. So you need to bring $50. $50. Hey, man, get a cupcake and go up to Scenic or something. I don't know. But on February 14th, which is a Friday evening, which is Valentine's Day, our youth is going to do some babysitting for you guys. If you're you want me to be excited? You want me to lie? No, I'm joking. I'm joking. On February 14th. I don't know how to be. I am excited. I just don't show it. It's by faith. February 14th. If you want to go out, we're doing from 6 to 9. Some of you, most of you may have received one of these. If not, get one. Has all the details. $10 for 3 hours, ages 10 and under. We will watch your children, and they'll be in good care while you go on a date. Go hang out with your significant other without any interruptions. And our youth will be a part of that. It's a fundraiser that we're going to put towards our general funds. So when we do things like camps and concerts and the different things that we do, interns, we're trying to just build up a little bit of reserve there so that we have a little freedom at times to do some things as a youth. So we've had some people donate money because they don't have children in that age group, or they don't have children so they donated money, and that's fine too. You're not going to have to twist my arm. I'll take it, and it'll get put to good use. So one more thing. Will you hand me that phone? Pastor Gay wants me to tell you guys that No, you do, though. seer. Tithing statements will be done this week with plans to hand them out next Sunday. If anyone needs theirs before that, please call the church office and leave a message, because there's like nobody in the office. So we'll get the message though. But so for if you need that before next Sunday, call the church, leave a message, or just call Pastor Gay when she's feeling better, which should be about now. So, yes, one more thing. Steven is an awesome drummer. I just want you to know. Sometimes my body, like, gets stuck to the beat, and I'm trying to worship, and I just do this kind of, you know, no rhythm thing, and but I feel like I'm drumming. I feel like I'm the one up there. It's just like this amazing experience. And in my mind, I'm like Steven. And so I just need to point that out, that he does a great job. And you, everybody, all you guys do too. Bell and everybody, you know who you are. So one day I will be a drummer, just so you know. One day. Oh, I'm going to start with this. This is good. I just came in early this morning. Kind of had a hunch, but not really. And I came in really early this morning. And I'm preaching. So let's do this. I'm not going to preach, so we're just going to talk. We'll have a good talk here, and we'll lift up the Lord, and amen? So this is Jesus Calling. Can you raise your hand to show me if you know Jesus Calling, if you've ever read it, or, okay. January 26 says, give up the illusion that you deserve a problem-free life. Ooh, dang. So if you didn't read it today and you meant to, there, God's got you covered. Give up the illusion that you deserve a problem-free life. Part of you is still hungering for the resolution of all difficulties. This is a false hope! Exclamation point. As I told my disciples, in the world you will have trouble. Link your hope, not your problem-solving in this life, but to the promise of an eternity of problem-free life in heaven. Instead of seeking perfection in this fallen world, pour your energy into seeking me, the perfect one. It is possible to enjoy me and glorify me in the midst of adverse circumstances. In fact, my light shines most brightly through believers who trust me in the dark. That kind of trust is supernatural. See, there's another example of is it dark? Do you know, trusting him in the dark, does that mean you're in Alaska at a certain time of the year and it's dark 23 hours a day? No. That's another example. It's not, but yet it's dark in that other world, in that other realm. There's a darkness there. See, we're not just one dimensional here. We all have to, the quicker we can realize that, the better off we'll be. There's not just what you see, right? There's a lot more to this existence than what we can see with our eyes. So when Jesus says, come out of the darkness, he's not saying that you're in a dark room with no windows and light. He's saying you're coming out of evil influences or territory or just a heaviness of heart. So it's just another example. It's like Zacchaeus when he went up the tree. I mean, he jumped up there quick. Why? Well, he didn't know. I don't think he knew that Jesus would call him to come to his house. Say, I want to go to your house today. I don't think Zacchaeus predicted that. However, he knew he had to get up higher because it was those thoughts, as in Jeremiah 29, that were the initiation of the actions to follow. So he knew to get up higher. In his life, he was in a certain place, and he was tired of it, I imagine. I'm reading between the lines, okay? I'm not the final authority on the scriptures here, but I mean, he was at a place in his life where he was tired at the end, I suppose. So he did what it took to get up in that tree. And most of us know the rest of the story. Jesus came to his house and completely changed who Zacchaeus was. He was remade at that time. So another good example, just referring to the waters and the other realms that we deal with here. There's a lot more to it than we can see. It's so important. That's why trust is the number one factor in a relationship with Christ. Amen? This kind of trust is supernatural. It means you can't see it with your natural eyes unless God gives you the ability. A production of my indwelling spirit. When things seem all wrong, trust me anyway. I'm much less interested in right circumstances than in right responses to whatever comes your way. So, on that note, where's my notes? That's not funny. Well, okay. Sweet. Well, let's go to Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Right? In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Man, I had a definition for trust. Everybody knows the idea of trust. It means, you know, being able to take somebody's word, be able to have confidence in something, someone, right? Trust. Some people and I were talking this week, and the Lord was just showing me, I was just kind of dissecting my level of trust with him, and showing me with conviction how where I'm at in regards to my relationship with others, right? Scripture, 1 John, talks very clearly about loving others, loving God. I mean, it's very, you know, first commandment, second commandment, love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, strength, and love others as yourself. So they're tied together like this. Well, Lord was showing me in the way I respond and react and the thought processes that I have when it comes to different people in my life or different situations. Typically, it's tied to a person, which is typically tied to a memory or an experience or a bunch of experiences or memories. You guys with me here? You have that person in your life or persons that, or maybe you are or were one of them that it's like, you just never, you know, the saying is, I trust him as far as I can throw him, right? I once was that person, and by the grace of Jesus, I'm no longer that person. I once was so buried in a web of lies that I didn't even know what was right and what was wrong. I didn't know what was the truth and what wasn't, you know. And I find myself getting judgmental, and I'm just being very honest here. And I think if everybody's honest, hopefully, I'm not the only one, not for my sake, but for the sake of being honest, for the sake of exposing things and just being real here, that, you know, there's people that you just go, you know, once you find out it's that person or whatever, you write it off because it seems like it's just not, it's not legit. You don't know if you can trust it, and you don't want to get hurt, right? So God is showing me that the way that I react and respond to people in general, and then some people just get more of my terrible treatment at times. God bless them. But it's all based upon, you know, my earlier life and my experiences and the hurts and stuff that have happened. And you know, I tell God, you know, I try. Oh, here's an example. Growing up, okay, so I had, it's funny because Michelle and I talk about this. This is my beautiful wife, if you guys don't know, and I'm her beautiful, awesome husband. Just, well, I mean, I know what she's thinking. She's my wife. And we're going to just leave it at that, okay? No, I am not going to say that. No, stop right now. Stop, please. Okay? Anyways, no. So, I know what's going on right now, and I am not falling for it, Michelle. We have some things to do today, and we have a limited amount of time, so. This is serious, guys. So, we were talking, and I was realizing, like, I can remember one specific incident in my life as a young man where I was lied to by somebody that meant a lot to me. And not that that was the only incident, but, and a lot of you can relate, I'm sure, but I've held on to that particular lie. For some reason, I've allowed it to kind of have a residence in my heart, in the whole of who I am, the center of who I am. I've allowed it to stay there. Doesn't mean I'm not saved. Doesn't mean I don't love Jesus. And I'm not making room for it because my desire is that thing's gone. Matter of fact, we'll do a little prayer, you know, afterwards and together agree and bind and rebuke and declare and just all that fun stuff. But I have, in all honesty, I've allowed this lie and others like it, to have this place. It's like in the chambers of my heart, it's like it takes up a chamber. And though I don't constantly think about it, it's there. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Okay. Who told you? Because that was really private. That was my, I'm playing. Okay. But it's there. And it has its own little dwelling, I guess. Had its own little dwelling. Okay. Had, in Jesus' name. I don't consistently process this thought, this experience, this hurt is what it really is. I don't go over and over in my mind daily, yearly, whatever. Oh, hey, it's June 9th. I better think about this again, you know. This is when it happened 22 years ago, which would make me one. But all of that aside, that's mainly funny to older people, but some younger people will laugh. And that's okay. If you want to laugh, it's good to laugh. But this has held a place in my heart. And my actions say so. The way I treat people, when anything similar to that arises, my actions say I think about it all the time. You with me? I'm not glorifying that because that's junk. That's old us. That's not even who we are, okay? We're new creation, so it's not even who we are. But for a long time, it's had a place and been allowed to grow. So with all that said, a lot of times we say, oh, God, I trust you. I trust you. Remember this conversation? I trust you. I trust you. And our actions say different. And again, I'm not here to say, oh, we're so bad. And it's not about that. It's just a reality. It's exposing lies and walking in that newness that's freely given, as it was said up here. It's free. It's for us to grab a hold of. But we have to purpose. We have to trust in the Lord with all our heart. Because walking around and reacting a certain way, I had a similar experience as I think, James, you said something about, yeah, it was about praying. You was having a little something going on. And you know, I don't know. I don't remember what all you said. But you know, I have those too. And I'm thankful for the awareness, the grace of God to say, okay, no, you're done in Jesus' name. And that bad attitude and those thought processes and those things have to go because they have to flee at the name of Jesus. Well, I could sit in that all day long if I wanted to, make myself miserable, because nothing will satisfy when you're in that. Nothing. And I've lived years like this previously, not just moments and days, but nothing satisfies. The grave is always hungry, if you will. The flesh is never satisfied. And I have to take, you know, with the help of my wife and others around me, and say, in Jesus' name, and expose those lies and replace it with the truth. And sometimes that's on a moment-to-moment basis. It's not like a one-hit wonder. You're done. Good, right? I'm just being real. And so we have to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and not lean on our own understanding, which is this realm that we can see, because there's so much more. And I'm saying, Lord, show me. Open my eye. Open my spiritual eyes. Probably going to be freaked out, honestly, but how much more will I have to trust him to get out of that boat? Focus right on Jesus. Not worried about the water. Not worried about them behind me, what they've said or done. I'm not worried about nothing. I need to be looking right at my Savior, the one who sacrificed himself so that I could do this, so I could be free. I could be a walking testimony. And I've got to get my eyes off this world and onto Jesus. And that's pretty cliche, but it's the truth. I think this whole walk is challenging, yet simple. Not easy per se, but simple in the way that we overcomplicate it. Like I want to open the Bible and I'm just saying, Lord, I don't get it all. A lot of you, anybody with me don't understand everything in the Bible? I mean, yeah, there's things in there that are, you know. Say, Lord, what do you got for me today? What is this? What does this mean? I don't want to sit here and make things more difficult. My life is challenging enough. I don't need to take a word from God and put some restrictions on it and say, well, okay, it says trust in the Lord with all your heart. Well, but, you know, what? And start doing that game, because already my life has already enough difficulties out there, right? It really is a simple gospel. I believe that with all my heart. We complicate it. But the truth is that it's really simple. And so we need to acknowledge him, and he'll direct our paths. The other scripture that the good Father gave me was 1 John 5. Four. Did I tell you guys how good of a dresser Mr. James Williams is? The Lord had him waiting for me at Macy's yesterday. I just come right up. It was just like this movie. It was like this heavenly, like, I don't even know if I was walking. I think I was floating. I'm like, whoa, I get up. I didn't even use the escalator. I get up there, and there he is standing there. He's got a halo and these big old wings. And he's like, Josh, try these. He didn't even have to ask me my size. I'm like, holy, what happened to you? What you doing, man? Yeah, so he hooked me right up, and I ain't gonna lie, I played it off. At first, I was like, yeah, man, I don't know, you know. But I took them, I didn't want to be rude, went back, put them on, and bam! That's them. I'll be there next Saturday. If you might, 4:55 p.m. I'll be sleeping in the a.m. But yeah, so that's another commercial freebie. Got to have those. This is fun. Okay. 1 John 5, 4. For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world. Our faith. Who is he who overcomes the world? But he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Whew. Man, I think that almost speaks for itself. I'm going to do a New Living Translation. For every child of God defeats this evil world, and we achieve this victory through our faith. And who can win this battle against the world? Only those who believe that Jesus is the Son of God. That's it. It's our trust. It's time for us to trust Him. And that's going to mean it's time for me to trust Him. It's time for us to trust Him. That's going to mean a constant evaluation, a constant awareness, a constant just walking and praising and praying and thanking and, most importantly, listening. Listen. Don't rule something out because you think it's, you know, oh man, that's not. Don't rule it out, and don't let the roller coaster of life dictate who you are. Right? We say, well, you know, those problems, don't let those problems. Nah, I'm an overcomer, I'm not going to let that bother me, and then something comes up. Or somebody. And you got issue with them, or vice versa. Man, love them. Don't complicate it. You're nobody's judge, right? We're here to love first God and then each other. But on the flip side of that is the good things. Those, you know, the difficult times we say, okay, we don't want to let those dictate who we are, but we allow them to draw us closer to Christ. Well, what about the good times? Cherish them, but don't ride that roller coaster, because as high as that sucker will go up, it's going to come down. That roller coaster, that joy, you just, yeah, you know, you just got a promotion, you just got a whatever, a check, you just got a, I don't know. But it's a roller coaster, and the one steady thing is Jesus Christ. Yesterday, today, forever. Jesus Christ, He's not going to change. See, because it's good to be up here, it's great, right? We have a good time. Woohoo! I'm in loving it. You're like, Mr. Whatever, Mrs. Whatever, and all this is going on, and boom, boom, all of a sudden, where to go? You know, all of a sudden, that high, you know, that you were experiencing, it's going to let you down fast. Just like the lows. I'm saying, don't despise them. If you go back a couple days, Jesus Calling, man, I love that one. Talks about cherishing where you're at. Tanya got a firsthand experience of it. Sorry. At the bottom of the stairs, but we all get a firsthand experience of understanding that there's value in everything that comes our way, and God is in control, and it's our trust in Him, right? Our partnering with Him in His plans that put us, above those waters. It's our trust in Him, because the highs are high, they'll eventually, they're going to come down, and the lows can be low, but eventually they're going to come up. It's all about Jesus. What is this victory that overcomes the world? Our faith. Our faith in what? The fact that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Here's something for you. Don't take my word for it. Study it. Ask the Father, because He'll tell you. You have not because you ask not. That's truth. You know that blood, that perfect blood running through, ooh, that's a nice coffee cup. You got good taste. that blood running through Jesus Christ's veins that was poured out for us on our behalf, that's our blood. You know, that might challenge some of you and whatever, might not, I don't know, but you go take that up with the Father, but that's our blood, that DNA. We that's that, the old is gone, the new, right? It's come, behold, all things are new. He's even to our bodies. We have to walk in that, though. And what does it take? It takes faith. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, with everything that you are. The four chambers that you have, I don't think it's a coincidence that we have four chambers in our heart. I think that's to show. What is that? Super Sunday. God bless them. Yeah, it's not bad, though. Actually, it's really mellow. But I think the chambers in our heart, we're to surrender each one of them to the Lord. It's not just a physical thing. We have there's chambers. Let's be honest, man. We can you know the command, the desire of God is that first we would love Him, and that would be the number one uno chamber eins. I don't know any more languages, but uno and eins. That's one and one. But the first chamber in our heart, the priority should be Him. Nicholas, would you be willing to give us some tunes? And I just want to take a moment here and open up. Take a moment to pray for anybody. If you'll stand with me, he's going to play some music. We're going to kind of create a little bit of an atmosphere here. But reality is, I'm not the only person here with hurts. I'm not the only person here that's had a struggle of letting things go. Without Christ, I got to tell you honestly, I don't think I'd be alive today, because the hurts that I carried with me, I was headed for the grave a lot quicker than I believe God had planned for me. So we don't have to let those hurts dictate who we are, our lives. We need to allow God. And if today, you know, this thing that we do at church can be done every day. Well, the fellowship with each other, it brings power and glory because we're in the name of Jesus. So that portion of church is by far my best part. What I get always weary about at church is when the mindset that's been for years is that you can come to church and that's like your fix. So you're good for a week or whatever. That's dangerous right there. Because our walk is a daily walk. Our trust is a daily trust. And it's good to get fed and it's good to fellowship and worship. But it's not enough for tomorrow. So anytime you experience, anything you experience at church, that's just God's red or his green light to say, go. You do this anywhere. You do this anytime. Go. Like, there's not a certain thing that's only here. I mean, and I'm not God. I'm just trying to say, man, we have a walk. We have a relationship. It's like meeting Michelle once a week and calling that good till the next week. And if I got sick on a Sunday, oh boy, I don't get to see her for 2 weeks. No. Not now. Uh-uh. And so that's just a little whatever. So what I just know that I'm not the only one that's experienced what I've shared today. And we could nip it in the butt. We can say, in Jesus' name, you got to go. So I'm willing to pray with anybody, whatever, together we're going to pray. So I don't have any more praying ability than any of you. I might exercise it sometimes more or less than others, but together we can say no more. Together, it's all by faith. It's faith. You may right now experience something, boom, you're good. You walk away and you know you're good. You may be like out of faith, okay, I know that God is who he says he is and that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So even though I don't have a feeling or whatever, he's still God. Maybe I'll get home. Maybe I don't know. But today we just want to cast down those lowly thoughts, those experiences, those things that have taken up the space in our heart and in our minds. They don't belong there. You guys agree with me on that? I know it's always risky to ask people to come up, but if you got some, if you want to pray with me, if we want to together we can pray and agree, then come on up. Let's just pray. Let's just put these things in their place. They don't have to take it. They're not part of us. We're children of God. We're free. Let's Let's pray. Let's just declare. Let's tell the truth, right? Let's tell the truth and believe the truth in Jesus' name. You got to pray with me, man. We're in this together. In Jesus' name. These things got no place here. It's a lie. It's a distraction that's been created to take you off of your path, to get your natural eyes to try to do the job of your supernatural eyes. That's what's happening when Satan comes in and he does these things, and he tries to get us to not focus on what matters. But we got to pray together, because I'm no special thing. I want you to know that. I'm no more special than any of you are. That's just reality. That's life. We're all in this together. We got to declare it together then, right? We got to declare it out of the abundance of our heart. Let that river flow from out of our belly. Let's do some damage. Let's push back some darkness. Today's a good day for me. Come on. Why not now? Come on, get her done. Let's pray. I'm going to pray. And why don't you just, man, I don't like doing this because I feel like I'm going to mess up. Why don't you just copy me? Repeat after me. I'm just being real. I just don't want to, you know, but hey, it's not about me. Come on. All right, Father. Come on, let's do this. Father, in Jesus' name, we come before you. Your children. We are your children. Let's do this. I am your child. You have made a way for me. You have declared that I am holy because your Son is holy. Today, I said today, those lies are being revealed. Those lies, I want you to listen to me. Come on, say that. I want you to listen to me, Satan. Those lies are being replaced with the truth. In Jesus' name, you have to leave. This is a vessel of God the Father, Holy Spirit, a dwelling place for the truth. And we declare it right now that we are free in Jesus' name. All right, don't copy me no more. Father, we are free because you say we're free. Why don't we start to praise him? And why don't we just out of faith, just thank him. I am free right now. I am free. Those lies, they're gone. And I'm going to walk out of here, and I'm going to continue to walk. I'm going to purpose in my heart to walk by faith, so that when they try to pop up their ugly head, I'm going to repeat this prayer and say, lies, you're gone. You are not me. I am made new. I am brand new. We're brand new. Every day we're brand new. Brand new. Listen, if money wasn't an issue, you're going to go to the car lot and get an old car with problems, or you're going to get a brand new car? Money's not an issue. Your father's got a checkbook that'll span the whole universe. You're going to get a new car. We're brand new. We're not, the old's gone. It's passed away. I'm just saying, we got to walk in that. Brand new. Lord, I am brand new because you say I am, because you renew me. Because I'm renewed by you, by the blood of Christ. I have the living God alive with me wherever I go. Even in the darkness, when it seems dark, he's right there. How do I know that? I don't feel him, but I know, because I know who he is. And I know who he says he is. I feel like we got to sing a song. What? You got it, man. You're the singer.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being so faithful. We draw off of your faith. Lord, you are awesome. And we just declare everything that we've said today is the truth. It's a cloud of witnesses agree and cheering us on. And we declare the reality of the truth of the good news of Jesus Christ. Help us to walk in that, to keep it simple, I just declare that each one of us are your children, and we will walk that way. We will walk that way. In Jesus' name. And when ugly old jerk face Lucifer, Satan tries to come and remind you and tell you things, you got to remind him. You got to speak the truth. You got to just tell what, just say the truth. That's all you got to do. That you're a child of God. It's like that. It really is. We got to keep it simple because he's going to try. We got a purpose in our hearts to seek after him. God is good, my friends. God is good. Remember, declare the truth over your lives, over your children, over your spouses, over your friends, over your co-workers, and on and on. Declare it. Declare what God has already deemed, what he's already said. Declare it and agree with him. And let's walk with our mighty Father. Amen? All right. God bless you guys. Don't forget to pick up your children.